year, more victims are in Hawaii's charred wildfire ruins. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 1,000 people still unaccounted for, 55 are confirmed dead.
It does appear like a bomb and fire went off.
Governor Josh Green says Lahaina's gone. The town burnt down, over 1,000 houses and buildings destroyed.
All of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina that Maui builds.
Amanda Cassidy's upset. They got no warning, no alerts, telling Fox.
The fire started just behind my house, maybe a half a block away.
She had only minutes to leave and has nothing to go back to.
We lost everything. My house is flattened. There's nothing to go back to. I lost two vehicles, a moped.
Thousands of residents now in shelters. More than 10,000 tourists have left the island. More Republicans are signing the required party pledge to back whoever the nominee is to qualify for the first debate in 12 days. Tim Scott joins four others signing it. Former Vice President Mike Pence just told Fox Digital he'll also sign it the day after saying at the Iowa State Fair.
The former president asked me to choose him over my oath to the Constitution. I chose the Constitution, and I always will.
Defending not blocking President Biden's election certification the day of the Capitol riot, January 6th. The former president's been criminally charged for trying to stop that. And there's a hearing today as the special counsel asks the judge for a protective order to limit Trump comments about evidence and witnesses. He claims they're trying to silence him.
Next week, the attorneys representing former President Trump on charges of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election are expected to object to the government's proposal that the trial be held on January 2nd, less than 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. The former president objected to the idea in a post on Truth Social, saying the trial should only take place after the 2024 election, quote, if at all.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. We just got another inflation update showing prices on the wholesale level rose a bit more than expected last month, up 0.3%. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
President Biden has signed a disaster declaration for wildfire-scarred Hawaii,
which will get aid into the hands of the people desperately needing help now.
The president said that while in Utah, touting a law expanding military benefits for troops exposed to toxic materials overseas.
In the year since the PACT Act became law, more than 348,000 veterans have had their claims approved for illnesses attributed to toxic exposure from combat zone burn pits.
When these troops came home, many of them, the fittest and best trained warriors that we ever sent anywhere, were exposed to these burn pits. They weren't the same.
President Biden marked the legislation's anniversary from a VA hospital in Salt Lake City.
Don't tell me we can't get things done when we work together. Democrats and Republicans work together to get that done.
The president has said he believes his eldest son, Beau's fatal brain cancer was caused by exposure to burn pits when he served overseas in the Delaware National Guard. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's a snag in Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy. The Supreme Court has put a hold on it for a review of a controversial plan to try to emerge from that, being at the heart of the opioid crisis of drug overdoses and deaths.
They will hear arguments over this plan in December. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals already signed off on this deal, but DOJ says this bankruptcy agreement would not only shield the company that made the opioid OxyContin from future lawsuits, which is normal, it would also shield the Sackler family, which owns Purdue, from future lawsuits, which would not be typical. The Solicitor General wrote that this deal, if approved, would serve as a roadmap for wealthy individuals to misuse the bankruptcy system in the future and avoid liability. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before the opening bell this hour. After that, a report showing worse than expected wholesale inflation that rose month over month and year over year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. More than 47,000 Illinoisans lost Medicaid coverage last week after the pandemic era extension ended. Federal government essentially froze the redetermination process of making sure you're eligible for Medicaid due to the pandemic, but since that extension ended, many left without it. Salvation Army of Champaign County, alongside more than 25 local employers, will host a community job fair and career expo at the Red Shield Center next Wednesday. Those who fall in hard times often do so as a result of employment challenges. The purpose of the fair, to minimize the current labor shortage and help job seekers connect with local employers. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski attending Ag Day of the Illinois State Fair today to visit with family farmers and the organization supporting them. Budzinski's visit begins at the Ag Day breakfast, includes stops at the Butter Cow Sculpture, Animal Barns, the Commodities Pavilion, and the Ore Building. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. It's ESPN 93.5. We like smart people. Greg Solier is a meteorologist extraordinaire, and he knows how to do this whole weather stuff. Meteorologist Greg Solier. I mean, we probably have enough rain for our farmer friends right now, I would think.
I would think so, but yeah, things are kind of looking a little rougher still back to the west-northwest of us with a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings that affect out towards McLean County right now and Logan County and up around Tazewell County. Things are holding together here with some 63-mile-an-hour winds just outside of Bellevue. That's a little bit south and west of about Peoria at the current time, and some of that thunderstorm history does extend all the way back out towards Galesburg. So things are so far holding together. We'll keep an eye on it. Looks to be kind of the magic line about the I-72, I-74 corridor, somewhere in that range, heading in here over the next couple of hours. So keep an eye on that. Stuff is weakening up over the northern end of the state and strengthening a little bit in this band that's currently right along the Illinois River from Peoria down to about Beardstown. It's a buggy feel out there. That's helping to fuel some of this business right now at 72 at Willard and Savoy, 69 at Rantoul. Those dew points are up and around the 68 to 70 mark, so a bit sticky out there. A muggy day's worth of weather, and a couple of folks will likely hear from Champaign on northward, especially see a shower thunderstorm here over the next couple of hours, and a pretty good downpour. We don't need any more water in areas especially west and south of Champaign and to the north as well, but we did pick up upwards of 2 to 4 inches on some of that weekend stuff, so keep an eye on ponding potential again. Another crack at a shower thunderstorm back in later on this afternoon and evening time. 85 the high, down to 68, muggy degrees tonight with a shower thunderstorm in spots this evening, and again late night tonight. We should move into a sun-filled day tomorrow, mid to late morning, with a high near 86, but humidity stays up until late tomorrow night and Sunday with a low down to 63. Increasing clouds on Sunday, and again, another fast-moving system up aloft could generate a couple of thunderstorms or a shower late Sunday night into Monday. There's a risk for some downpours there and severe weather as well over parts of the Midwest. Up to 85 here on Sunday. 78 in cooler, drier environs on Monday with sun-filled upper 70 and lower 80-degree air mass, and comfortable overnight lows as well for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yeah, I mentioned there was a couple with their family stuck in Lahaina in a van, and it was, they couldn't do anything. It was fire everywhere, and they had their cell phone, and it didn't work because the towers had been burned, so there was no possible connection. But there is a new feature. I did not know this, and we all probably ought to be aware of it. There's an emergency feature where the phone can, but if there's no signal, what in the new iPhone 14 and above, I didn't know if there's anything. I've lost track of the number. I don't know what I got, 13, 12, 13. Right. The iPhone 14 and above, there is a way, if you can learn it, go to the settings, but it does not need towers. It uses satellite. So the satellite phones, Nathaniel, my oldest, Nathaniel's son, went to Patagonia about 5-10 years ago. And there's no towers. Patagonia down Chile and all the South America where you can really walk the terrain and forest.
In the jungles.
You're by yourself. Yeah. But I got him a satellite phone for the week. You can rent those. And if you have a satellite phone, he called us. And you just using satellite. So anyway, on these iPhone 14s, there's a method, and this family had it, and they could actually call 911 with the satellite capability of the iPhone 14. And so they were rescued because they were able to use that feature. Did you know there was such a...
I did not.
News to me. But again, it's one thing having capabilities. Do you know what your phone can even do?
Right.
So there's all that. It just that we are looking at pictures, and I've been fortunate enough to see Hawaii a number of times. I've been to Lahaina 4 times, I think I counted. And it's just, it is hard to, it's an idyllic, or was an idyllic setting. They lost buildings from the 1700s. Everything's built with wood. And it just ended very, very quickly with the wind and the way, I have not heard definitively how those fires started, but it comes off the hurricane force winds. Mm-hmm. Something sparked something and the wind made it jump. And it didn't take long. People did not hear any warnings. It was that fast. I know a lot of animals were left in the house. It's just brutal to think of that. But it's also brutal to think 55 people dead and 1,000 people unaccounted for.
Right.
And it's going to take a little time to sort all that out, mm-hmm. figure out where they went.
Right.
And it's, I played this essay. I'm going to play this again.
I saw smoke and I saw that it was dark. So I was like, okay, quickly, let's move. Let's pack. There were no alerts. There was no emergency sounds.
This is going to take not just months. This is going to be years. I mean, there's 1,700 structures at least that have been just completely decimated. And so that's going to take a huge effort, both nationally and locally here in Hawaii.
It's just a heartbreaking situation for so many residents here. People not knowing the fate of their family members, their loved ones. Communication systems are down on the west side of the island. 911 isn't operable. Cell service isn't possible. Right now we're standing at a roadblock on the road to Lahaina. This is one of the hardest hit areas. Right now residents aren't being let in and they won't be let in for the foreseeable future. And evacuations are still ongoing. People being bussed out of the fire zone. This as the death toll from these fires continues to rise.
Just imagine though, they'll just rebuild. And think about that now, logistically. They're on an island. How do you get there?
Yeah.
Well, you got to ship it in. Comes on a massive ship. It unloads in Wailea. Then they got to get trucks. There's going to be a road to come in and out. There's 1,700 buildings that she talked about. So it's going to take years and years and years. And you can take a right into Lahaina, but then you got to get some sort of a tender, a smaller boat full of wood and all the supplies. It's just going to take a long time. And it's really, really a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Really a shame. All right, ESPN 93.5. It's 8:13. Let's jump into our morning sports.
All right. We did have the Cardinals win 5-2 over Tampa Bay. Let's hear your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in Kansas City, where Adam Wainwright will face the Royals tonight at 7:10. But last night, the Cardinals got an unbelievable start from Matthew Liberatore. He went 8 innings, picked up the victory against the team that drafted him, and traded him to the Cardinals. 5-2 was the final.
He picked up his second victory, and he set career highs with strikeouts. He had 7. Innings pitched with 8. Really in command throughout. Started landing the curveball, showed a good slider, changeup. Fastball had a little extra zip to it, so Liberatore did great. Cardinals got home runs from Edmund and from Andrew Kisner, and a really pretty special play from Nolan Arenado scoring from first base on a single.
That was a hit by Alec Burleson. A 5-2 victory last night. Now Adam Wainwright goes tonight.
I'm looking forward to watching Adam pitch again. You know, he's still bound and determined to get things right. We're pulling for Adam.
The Cardinals and the Royals, game one of a brief two-game series on the air at 6:15 tonight. Ricky has the lineups at 7. I'll bring you the first pitch at 7:10.
Does anybody remember, I mean really, ever, 217-359-2255, does anybody ever remember a baseball team having an off day on Sunday? Cardinals do not play Sunday. And I can't remember in my life, the Cubs or Cardinals not playing on a Sunday.
Okay.
Interesting. Anyway, they're off Sunday. They play the Kansas City Royals tonight and tomorrow. I'm pulling. I can't tell you how much I'm pulling.
I know.
He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is a really, really solid Christian. He's helping so many people with fundraising.
We just thought he was going to retire.
Well,
it was going to be the big Yachty, Wayno, you know.
Listen, he
needs just
want him to pitch well. He's got what? 8-10 more starts, he's
right,
done.
Right, right,
his
right.
career is over. Can he get 2 wins to get to 200 for his career? Big one tonight for that. Kansas City's not your stronger team. Neither are the Oakland A's, but I think Wayno will get a start and probably miss the Oakland series. Anyway, go Adam Wainwright. See if he can finish strong. See if he can get a couple more wins.
So we had the Cubs at Toronto with a 6:07 start over on US 105.9. Both Chicago teams the day off yesterday. And there's a series starting up against the Milwaukee Brewers at 7 o'clock. That would be a tough one for me to know who to root for. I guess whoever bought me the free tickets, I'd root for that team. Yeah, yeah. But I do like Milwaukee, especially since my daughter Gabrielle's been up there
a few years.
You've
been up to that stadium many times.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Love it. Houston over Texas yesterday in NFL preseason action. We're starting to talk about that. And Seattle beat Minnesota. The Packers are taking on Cincinnati tonight. This four more Iowa State football players, three more members of the Iowa football program have been charged in the state's investigation against sports wagering, alleging several athletes placed bets on games in which they played.
Ooh, man.
So it is starting to get more in the weeds on what's happening when it comes to our athletes and placing some bets. And it's hard to get away from it with the digital imprint that you have when you do that
whole,
sort of thing.
The whole geofencing where they can now know who's calling and where you are.
Absolutely.
And if you're in the football facility and you make a bet, they can tell.
Yeah.
I'm sure at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, they are all over this topic.
Right, right.
And they're telling every student athlete, even though I put that in quotes now because it's kind of professional now. For some, not for very many, but there's some getting pretty good money. Anyway, they're telling them, guys, you can't do this.
Yes.
Otherwise, not only are you off your sports program, your whole career is over.
Yeah.
But you're probably in trouble with the law.
Well, this topic, and of course with Northwestern and the hazing and things like that, the college sports, especially in Illinois, on it and talking about how everybody needs to be better on their communication, and if there's any issues, let's talk about it, and just addressing all of this before there's any concern.
Well, and then it obviously that whole character thing, and you always want the best athlete with the best character, but sometimes schools forego the character part if they're a super athlete. Sometimes you excuse stuff like that, bad behavior, bad person, because they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know. By the way, I heard Gabe Akis the other day. He was on with Lon and Jeremy from a press conference. And this is number 17. It reminds me so much of the young Simeon Rice. Simeon Rice was just, I remember Lou Tepper saying, you can't really chart him. They try and chart players and their movements and play, can't, because he's all over the field.
Yeah.
This Gabe Akis, Lon thought it would be a first-round draft choice one day.
Nice.
But he's that kind of athlete. And he's going to be fun to watch. Don't forget, not only do we have the law firm, you know, talked a lot about the law firm.
Exactly.
But this Gabe Akis is a guy to walk in. It doesn't look like Akis. It's J-A-C. Anyway, it's pronounced Akis. But
okay, thank you.
Number 17. I remember Simeon Rice was 18 years old walking through the mall, and I told somebody I'd buy his football card right now. And he went on to have a darn good career and won the Super Bowl title with Tampa Bay and everything else. But that kind of remembering from a guy like Gabe Akis. So we're looking forward to seeing him fly around and
Speaking of flying around, our Illinois basketball team in Spain. So they'll wrap up that series with the Barcelona All-Stars on Sunday.
Yep, that probably is the best team they're playing. So we'll see how our guys do. And, of course, we're getting box scores and reports. We love our football, and we're resurgent. We're really excited about Brett Bielema. But we've been kind of basketball-focused for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping Brett kind of shares the stage with basketball tradition and turns us into a bowl team every year. That would be pretty awesome. All right, 217-359-2255. You want to jump on and text in about anything we've talked about. I got a little mini report about what happens when you put solar on your roof.
Okay.
Stand by.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benham this Saturday. And the next weather system, it'll be a parade of features in on an increasing west-northwest flow up aloft, generating a couple of showers and thunderstorms to the northwest and west of us. One or two may catch us as the day wears on today and in through this evening. We'll do it again over the back end of the weekend, early next week, with another feature due in late next week as well. All the while, kind of a downward trend on temperatures, a bit below average, anticipated around here for next week, but a little more humidity in in the air for the short term of the next couple of days. Up to 85, and again, a shower thunderstorm risk late this morning and into this afternoon. That'll linger both early and late night tonight. Muggy lows down to about 68. Tomorrow, an isolated shower chance early, mostly sunny in the morning and a humid afternoon at 86. Another shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday, the high up to 85. Could be a stray shower, but a cooler 78 degree reading on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, comfortable with highs near 80 degrees. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's no sign of improvement in inflation in the producer price index for July. Prices at the wholesale level, the PPI rose 0.3% last month. For the year ending in July, the increase 0.8%. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 0.3%. And for the year ending in July, core PPI was up 2.4%. All the numbers reflect higher than expected inflation before things reach consumers. Banking giant UBS says it no longer needs $10 billion in support from the Swiss government. It's an encouraging sign that the situation has stabilized. Two operators of self-driving cars, Cruise and Waymo, have received the okay from California regulators to operate 24/7 in San Francisco and to charge for the rides. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win! Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Well, we have a lot of notable people in this community. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of names that are known worldwide that emanate out of Champaign-Urbana. But everybody in Champaign-Urbana knows him by one name. Sam. Sam?
Oh, he's busy. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Sam.
Okay.
I'm quite sure Brett Underwood would have hired you right after he moved to town 6 years ago because he stayed at the I Hotel for a while. Sam is the man. He is the probably the most incredible employee slash worker in the history of mankind. He is always making sure everything's good at Houlihan's mm-hmm. and I Hotel. Mm-hmm. Is it the 15th anniversary of Houlihan's, Sam?
That is correct. If we've been here for 15 years, and I've been here from day one, and today we want to thank the entire community, the university, yourself, and all the staff, and everyone who've been here and supported us to be here. And I thank you again for everything you have done also.
Well, we love you, and we love Sam, we love iHotel, we love Houlihan's. So are you offering a special today at Houlihan's?
It's 15% off on when you order your entree, a dinner for lunch or dinner. It'll be 15% off your check.
Awesome. Very
tell
nice.
Your server, happy anniversary.
Just say happy anniversary to your server, right? Just tell them happy anniversary.
Yep. It's being 15 years, so you'll get 15. So maybe we make it for 100 years, you get 100% off.
Well, okay,
that would be
then.
Real. I'm not sure I'm going to be here, but that's a great idea.
I mean, Sam might be.
Sam might be.
Sam
might make that. So.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, keep up your great work. You're one of the great people we know in Champaign-Urbana, the great Sam.
Thank you again.
All right. Talk soon, Sam. Thank you. He just knows how to do it all and will do it all. He just does things above and beyond.
Yeah.
He'll just do anything to make it.
And knows you by name.
Oh, he knows everybody. Who doesn't know Sam? Right. I see a show of hands. If you don't know him, you've heard of him, right? Sam at the iHotel.
I go through that revolving door. It's just such a beautiful lobby. And if you have a pet or anybody in the area, I just love the Willie dog bowl that they have there at the iHotel.
I don't know if Willie's still with us.
No, he's not. Yeah. But it's kind of a tribute to Peter Fox's dog.
Willie was Peter Fox's.
Man, well-behaved, too.
Peter and Kim Fox do such a great job. But the rooms are so well-appointed. Anyway, we love iHotel and Houlihan's 15 years.
15th anniversary.
15% off your food. Today at the iHotel, but Sam's the kind of guy that started whatever position, and then he parked cars, and you know, like for football games, and put the vest on, and then ultimately got to run the show, and he is just always there. Just a remarkable guy, and I really like Sam.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 827. 217-359-2255. Go
you
to
know,
Texas.
Typically, we talk about things that are happening in the community. And this weekend, St. Joe has their festival. They'll have the 3 o'clock parade tomorrow and all kinds of entertainment. I like the idea that they're having a Mutt show. They have a prince and princess contest. It's a great time for the community. The Prairie Crossroads Blues Fest is this weekend. You also might want to check out the Proceed Meteor Shower. I wanted to ask Greg about the viewing on that on Saturday night. My brother Gary and I always text each other on anything that's happening in the night sky, but they're having a special viewing at Middle Fork Forest Preserve. A lot of times these darker areas are great places to check out, like a meteor shower.
Gotta get out of town. Otherwise you don't see them with all the lights.
And of course, we talked about the Super Mario Brothers and the first 300 guests get a free popcorn bucket as they come to Memorial Stadium. 5:30 to 6:30 is when you can get some autographs from some of our fall athletes. And then the movie's at 7 tomorrow night.
Okay, we will be back. News, weather, sports all coming in our final half hour. Glad you're listening. This is Friday, August 11. We've mentioned a few times we are 3 weeks from tomorrow. We're playing football. First one's Toledo on Labor Day weekend. So stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We are ready to roll for our fall football campaign. Can't wait. All right, 828.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park, visit urbanaparks.org. Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Survival and trauma in Hawaii. 1,000 people unaccounted for in the Maui wildfire. With cell towers and power out, the town of Lahaina and hundreds of homes destroyed.
When the mayor said it's all gone, it's all gone. It's all gone. It's gone.
The police chief there, 55 known dead, local Amanda Cassidy and her boyfriend got out.
We were right next to it. I think we spent maybe 5 to 7 minutes packing.
Lost everything else. Amanda escaped Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans 20 years ago. Donald Trump's legal team faces off with the DOJ today in federal court on what he can say about his federal trial for election interference. At the Iowa State Fair, Mike Pence says he'll take the pledge. Presidential candidate Pence tells Fox he'll sign the GOP loyalty pledge to support the party nominee. What if it's Trump? Pence says he's confident voters will choose new leadership. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. This year's Illinois State Fair kicking off today. It runs through August 20th in Springfield. Performers including Alanis Morissette, REO Speedwagon, Alter Bridge, Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, and Nelly with Ashanti and J. Rule. Officials unveiled the treasured butter cow in the dairy building on the fairgrounds. Illinois Department of Public Health providing a variety of free health and safety services for school-age kids during this year's Illinois State Fair includes immunizations, physicals, and dental exams. The IDPH will also give away gun locks as part of its ongoing partnership with the Illinois State Police to promote firearm safety in the state. Salvation Army of Champaign County, alongside more than 25 local employers, hosting a community job fair and expo at the Red Shield Center next Wednesday. Those who fall on hard times often do as a result of employment challenges. The purpose of the fair is to minimize the current labor shortage, help job seekers connect with local employers. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Manhattan, Saturday, a couple of patches of fog around, and, well, there's more rain on the radar sweep this morning out of the northwestern and western reaches of the state, but much smaller in scale. The first in a series of fast-moving systems about every 36 hours. It'll generate some cooling ahead and some lowering of humidity values over the back end of the weekend, and particularly into the first half of next week. It'll be a nice feel, but a closer, muggier feel both today, tonight, and tomorrow, up to 85. The rain chance later this morning and this afternoon at about 30%, most of the action from Champaign on northward, if that. A shower thunderstorm chance early and late night tonight. Slightly better odds. A muggy low down to 68. Tomorrow could be a shower threat early in the day. Mostly sunny, humid with a high to about 86. Increasing clouds, 85. A shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday into Monday with a high near 78 there. Mid to upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday. Lower 80s next Thursday and Friday. A very comfortable weather pattern due in for next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Curtis Orchard. Randy explains.
So this is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business to greet our guests. It's an important position anytime you're an employee at our business because you represent our family to the public. So we want friendly, enthusiastic people who have the same values that we have, you know, which is caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit CurtisOrchard.com and apply online today.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at TabmansTowing.com.
It'd be good to get together with people again when you're moving around. You just go, I mean, just the awful time we had during COVID. It's just so nice to, you still look back at it and still try and shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
It was just rough.
In fact, I heard a statistic, since we're kind of in that back to school mode, about 20% still not coming to school. As far as our nation average. What's happening to this?
Well, I mean, is it fear of COVID, or they don't like the curriculum? A lot of people that aren't doing it.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that have pulled out of our public schools in Champaign-Urbana because they're unhappy with what they're teaching and the way they're teaching it. And that's your prerogative to disagree. And again, they're you know, they've called people that have been a little raucous at school board meetings domestic terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're going against the grain from the standpoint of public policy, I guess.
Well, and I know more people that are doing homeschooling.
Well, that's when they pull them out, they do homeschooling.
That's right.
They're not necessarily going anywhere else. They're just going to do it themselves. And homeschool used to be, that's really interesting.
Okay,
it used to be really on the outside looking in, but now homeschool is very mainstream. Very mainstream.
Right. This one says 8 million U.S. students considered chronically absent.
They're just not going.
I
don't know what happens to them. I don't know what is the long-term ramification of Champaign-Urbana schools that we're having kids not logging on, and then they're behind, but they go from 7th to 8th grade anyway.
Yep.
And they didn't learn 7th grade.
Let's kick the can down the road.
Well, and you have textbooks, and they don't know how to do what's
I
in
know.
The because they missed 7th grade. And so if you don't have enormous parental help, I don't know how they ever catch up. Then they're bad behavior because they can't understand anything because they're flunking.
Right.
Because they didn't get the COVID year or years.
They said during the pandemic, 15% of the students missed school. 20% last year. These are national averages. All in told, estimated 6.5 million additional students became chronically absent, according to Stanford University education professor.
What does that mean? It just, the parents let them stay home?
This is on my radar with someone in my circle and you don't know what to do as someone who's concerned about the kid.
I think the child has to.
If I step up and say, hey, you know, you need to enroll your kid, this was totally missing enrollment. Oh, school has started, like the parent was just not paying attention? I don't know. I mean, there was mental illness.
What happens there? I mean, didn't you used to have truant officers at the school? If you're enrolled at a school, I think you have to go. I think you aren't, don't you?
And do they check on that?
You're supposed to go to school.
I mean, I don't want the kid yanked from the home because they're all...
I'm telling you, I don't know what is
what
the,
do you do?
I am out of the loop. I just know that if you are enrolled at Centennial and never come, and you can never reach anybody at home, what is the policy? What is the procedure?
Chronically absent is missing 18 days or more every year.
A year? I thought you were going to say a month, which is about every day. So I don't know what the procedure is.
Disengaged from school.
If you have
they have counseling, meals, socialization, it's more than, you know, the grade card, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we're falling apart in some of our areas for sure. In school, if you don't have, I never thought school worked anyway if you didn't have an active parent or parents, and then an active teacher or teachers, and then an active student. It's a three-legged stool to me.
Right.
I don't think it can work with two, and certainly not one. A teacher is just overburdened with being a psychologist, being a counselor, being a watchdog, being a police officer. The teacher today is doing far, far more than they ought to do.
Absolutely.
And so the parents are, you know, I just would put a whole lot of bad stuff on the parents. I mean,
I know.
Starts at home.
But again, what do you do? And if the kid is yanked, I don't know about the Children and Family Services these days placement in homes. And, you know, I heard I overheard a conversation in a big box store about, I could get $200 more a month if I have another foster kid. And it's like, oh, wow. You're really looking at the bottom line?
Yeah, I'm afraid they are. And that is, boy, is that the wrong reason to do that?
Absolutely.
Well, when we were in fertility, and we'd be in Chicago, and the nurses would tell us that the young ladies said, I can't just have two. I got to have five. Get the free stuff. They had no idea what you're doing.
Right.
No idea what you're doing. Because, unfortunately, it's a 50-50 chance somebody's not going to be healthy if you're a triplet. And then if you get to 4 and 5, it's even riskier if we're talking health for the kids. But then you see quintuplets on Oprah, you know, what the old shows that used to show.
Oh, yeah. The Octomom.
Yeah, and they're all healthy and everybody's unbelievable. And, right. Oh, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. You have no idea. And so it's, we get into all that. And then people that the government gives people money to have babies. What are we fostering here? What do we want to, what message are we sending?
I know.
But if you're talking about $200 more a month for a child and they think that's a lot of money for the time and care that you ought to be putting in for each child. No, I'm sure. That's why talk radio exists with plenty of issues to talk about every
morning therapy right here on the show.
Single day.
And you can always share at steviejay.com. And I've had people come up to me recently. I mean, that was a big funeral yesterday. And people were talking about our show, Stevie, and grateful for some of these topics. And go to steviejay.com to hear the podcast back and
share. In the day, you'd have a number of radio shows that would be addressing difficult issues.
Not now.
There's nobody.
I mean, to bat on these big issues? Because you could risk getting censored. You could risk people turning away and not listening to you anymore.
Canceling going on. Yeah, so you'd rather hush. But to get out of all this, unfortunately, we're going to need more action. And that means speaking up and doing it peacefully and doing all your stuff that you're supposed to do in law-abiding citizen. But you've got to be able to say, you know, this is wrong, this is right. There is no fuzzy line on good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line there that says, gosh, that seems really bad to go loot a store. I mean, looting, they're closing stores all over America because, you know, we're allowing people to come in and steal, which is a commandment, thou shalt not steal. And then they're telling the workers, let them do it.
Right. Thou shalt not steal under a certain number or amount, and otherwise we look away.
No, it's just beyond common sense. That's what we've lost. And we haven't lost that. It is the culture that's trying to help us forget that. But we have it. The core of America is still the core of America. We're pretty fair people. We're pretty understanding people. We're certainly the most generous nation. We're empathetic. We care for people. We love people. There are a small number of people that are pulling the levers right now that are not representing the masses. And that's where the frustration is. And that's where you've got to ensure that you got a very transparent election and that you feel comfortable with the results no matter what. If you feel it's fair, good. I'm all in. But when you have questions about the validity of it, then there's a problem. And then you're just some sort of conspiracy guy, you know, all
yep,
of that.
Yep.
The name calling and the forced advocacy of whatever position you have, it's no longer good enough to be quiet, no longer good enough to just accept it. Now you have to endorse it and say, yes, I agree with you, or you're a bad person. And that's not what we do here. We have very invigorating debates and used to be very peaceful. But it's certainly been weird in the last 7 years, 8 years.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
That's right.
All right, 8:43. Check one more sports and weather coming up.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
So I have a friend who got some solar.
Okay.
And how many solar people have come to your house?
Right. Yeah. And even in Tolono, we've had a couple. And I actually was visiting with my backyard neighbor about, you know, how could we share all the panels. And we have this common garden area that back in the day that we used to all kind of the neighborhood, you know, celebrated these changes. But he was like, the panels cost yada, yada, yada.
Well, yeah, and you get all these credits and you do this and you do that. If you spend 70, the net probably going to be 28. All right. So a friend said, just got our first electric bill after our first full month of solar. Electric portion, $10.57. We saved $320 Total bill, gas and electric, $42.59. I've not had power bills this low since the 70s. Well, there's that.
Yes. But how often do you have to change them out? Where are we getting these products from? Are they made in America?
I think they stay for a long time.
I think okay, I thought it was 20 panels years.
Well, that's a pretty long time.
I mean, I thought it was longer than that. I don't know. Whatever.
But what most of it's installation.
But that is a good savings.
Well, I mean, if you extrapolate that out, right. It's $3,200 a year.
Right.
So in 8 or 9 years, you're all paid up. And you're green, which is, you know, politically correct. So
Okay,
quick check of our morning sports. Quarter till 9, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, Diane Ducey with Sports Headlines.
Cardinals win 5-2 over Tampa Bay. We're gearing up for a series at Kansas City. Let's hear more with the Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in Kansas City, where Adam Wainwright will face the Royals tonight at 7:10. But last night, the Cardinals got an unbelievable start from Matthew Liberatore. He went 8 innings, picked up the victory against the team that drafted him, and traded him to the Cardinals. 5-2 was the final.
He picked up his second victory, and he set career highs with strikeouts. He had 7, innings pitched with 8, really in command throughout, started landing the curveball, showed a good slider, changeup, fastball had a little extra zip to it, so Liberatore did great. Cardinals got home runs from Edmund and from Andrew Kisner, and a really pretty special play from Nolan Arenado, scoring from first base on a single.
That was a hit by Alec Burleson. A 5-2 victory last night. Now Adam Wainwright goes tonight.
I'm looking forward to watching Adam pitch again. You know, he's still bound and determined to get things right. We're pulling for Adam.
The Cardinals and the Royals, game one of a brief two-game series on the air at 6:15 tonight. Ricky has the lineups at 7. I'll bring you the first pitch at 7:10.
The Cubs take on Toronto with a 6:07 start over on US 105.9. Milwaukee and the Chicago White Sox at 7 o'clock tonight. And we have Illinois basketball that we're rooting for. They are in Spain and taking on the Barcelona All-Stars on Sunday.
Okay, 8:46. Greg's weather for your weekend here coming up.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
25-year warranty on your solar panels.
Okay.
10-year on labor. Many companies do make panels in the U.S. He did Route 66 Solar and was very, very happy. Autumn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Autumn Trujillo, you got a big event coming up, Apostolic Life Church. Tell me what's going on. Tomorrow, is it?
Yes. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Ambuck Park, we're going to have a free community day.
Go ahead.
We're going to have free food, bounce houses, things for the whole family.
And why? What are you raising money for, Autumn?
We're not raising money for anything. We're just trying to give back to our community.
That's nice. Very nice. And this
and
is...
then on Sunday, we're going to have a Super Sunday at our church and a candy rain for the kids.
Candy rain.
Who doesn't like candy?
What? Passing it out, or is it falling from the sky, or what?
It's falling from the ceiling. It's like falling down, and it's a huge candy ring.
Well, what's wrong with that? That sounds fun.
Right.
Autumn Trujillo, how's Joey?
He's amazing.
He, of course, went through the treatment and got cured of his
Lifeline
addiction.
Lifeline Connect.
Faith Foundation, All kinds of wonderful things going on, and everything's going well?
Yes. Things are going very well. We're doing great. Our kids are doing great.
Awesome.
Everything is just falling into place.
Well,
Apostolic Life Church, where is it? It's down by Apple Dumplin', I think, right?
Yeah, but the event is at Ambuck Park.
Okay, that's tomorrow, 11 to 5?
11 to 2.
11 to
free
2.
Free food. Yes, free 11. Food, free games, bounce houses.
What the heck?
Wonderful.
So go to Ambuck's Park and just celebrate with Autumn Trujillo and all our friends. Big community event with Apostolic Life Church. And Sunday again at the church, the whole candy from the ceiling thing. Hey, Autumn, thank you. I hope it goes wonderfully well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Here's what one shop said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panhandle Saturday. And the next weather system, it'll be a parade of features in on an increasing west-northwest flow up aloft, generating a couple of showers and thunderstorms to the northwest and west of us. One or two may catch us as the day wears on today and in through this evening. We'll do it again over the back end of the weekend, early next week, with another feature due in late next week as well. All the while, kind of a downward trend on temperatures, a bit below average, anticipated around here for next week, but a little more humidity in the air for the short term of the next couple of days. Up to 85, and again, a shower thunderstorm risk late this morning and into this afternoon. That'll linger both early and late night tonight. Muggy lows down to about 68. Tomorrow, an isolated shower chance early. Mostly sunny in the morning and a humid afternoon at 86. Another shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday, the high up to 85. Could be a stray shower, but a cooler 78 degree reading on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, comfortable with highs near 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so State Fair time, friends.
Yes, and Old Dominion's on stage tonight, and the tickets are selling fast. It also looks like, and I was just checking the ticket prices out for the Doobie Brothers coming up this weekend, and it looks like between $70 and $150 for those.
Oh.
So, but I know they know that the concert goers for something like the Doobie Brothers aren't going to see concerts every day, so why not charge a little more to head to Springfield and see them at the Grandstand?
Don't you have interesting smells wafting?
That's true, too. Yeah. Old Dominion tonight, Doobie Brothers tomorrow, Alanis Morris that will be on Sunday night. I've seen her in concert. That was awesome.
Well, they got a good lineup.
Tuesday's REO Speedwagon.
Really, a lot of good people coming.
Excellent. Queuing up some Doobies for us.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers. We don't have any idea if it's any original people.
Right.
But they are called the Doobie Brothers. I wonder if they have an auction somewhere where you can buy the names of these rock and roll groups and have the rights.
Right.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Back Monday, God willing. And do it again next week from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday.
Love it.
Diane Ducey.
Such a fun job, Stevie.
Well, it is fun being with you. We appreciate you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
Music superstars are taking the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage at this year's Illinois State Fair. Kicking it all off is record-breaking award winners Old Dominion on Friday night, August 11th, with special guest Alexandra Kay.
I don't want to be one man band.
Megastar Tim McGraw hits the stage on Thursday night, August 17th, with special guest Landon Parker.
Always stay humble and kind.
Grammy winner Maren Morris will bring hit after hit on Saturday night, August 19th.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Tickets are on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Act now. Don't miss these country powerhouses at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Hi, I'm Steve with Restoration Urban Ministries, and we have a desperate need. We have a building that's coming down, and we have to put up another one. But we have you, and we have God on our side. So August the 12th, we are going to have at Hessel Park in Champaign, family, food, and fun. We're going to have 5 to 10 different church bands playing. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have food. We're going to have sausages and barbecue and corn on the cob, all kinds of summertime treats. And we're going to have a lot of fun going on. We have different games for the kids. So we're counting on you to come and join us and participate and help us raise money for a new building in Jesus' name. You can come and visit us at www.restorationurbanministries.org. Family, food, and fun at Hessel Park, August the 12th. We'll see you there.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.